You're listening to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
I'm Fernando.
And today we've got one brewery that we're going to feature.
One brewery.
Just one. Juan.
Just Juan, eh?
Just Juan Brewery. Anybody want to guess as to where it is?
Ontario. In Ontario.
Yeah, Ontario, Canada. It's basically in Ottawa, Ontario.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, that's our capital.
Yeah, it's our capital, exactly. These guys are called Bicycle Brewery.
Bicycle. Okay.
So we're going to give them a shot, and hopefully we can give them a shout too, but I don't know if that'll do anything.
No.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But we'll start with a IPA that we've got. It's called Sun Puddle.
Sun Puddle.
Yep, and it's a very basic looking label. It's just plain, it's orange. It says Bicycle Craft Brewery, and it's got a picture of a bike underneath it. It's a Sun Puddle in the middle, IPA, at 6.5% alcohol. It's about all that's in, I say, yellow kind of, and yeah, the rest of the label is just orange, and then you got a little bit more on the back here that's yellow with orange writing. It says beer worth the ride, and it just has basically what the hops are in the beer.
I like that minimalistic two-tone style.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, right? So
yeah,
it gets to the point.
Yeah, this has Citra, Mosaic, and Sabro hops, so it might be. So it should be juicy, obviously, but it should have like a citrusy and almost like a coconut kind of flavor to it.
Okay.
So kind of looking forward to it. I want to try that. But before we do that, what do you guys think of the label? Fernando, you said it was good. So what do you want to rate it?
Yeah, I like it. You know what? It's good. It's as Rob said, it gets to the point.
Yep.
And it's clean. You know, you know what you're getting.
IPA. And Sun Puddle.
And also the logo. I mean, obviously, it's called Bicycle.
They have a bicycle.
Yeah, they have a bike on there. Can't go wrong with that.
It's good. I like it. For me, you know what? Solid 7.5.
Yeah, okay. 7.5 is a good number.
7.5? Yeah, you know what? I'll go with the 7.5 as well. Look at that.
Right across the board, guys.
Right across the board. 7.5. We didn't get the lucky sevens. We got lucky 7.5.
Let's see how it pours.
Yeah, let's see. Anybody want to guess if it's hazy or not?
I think it's going to be hazy.
Yes, yeah. Hazy.
Hazy, juicy.
Yeah, if it's juicy, really, it's most likely going to be hazy.
I want it to be filtered, but...
No, it's definitely hazy.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a lot of foam in there. My fault. I don't know if I poured it. There we go.
Much better pour.
Thanks. Really. I feel better now knowing that...
that you got the acceptance. Yeah.
My life now has meaning. Thank you, Fernando.
You're welcome.
So color-wise, it's almost like an orange juice. I just got a whiff of it, by the way. It smells amazing. It's kind of like, yeah, it's like an orangey-yellow color. Nice frothy white head. And it's, yeah, very hazy.
Ooh.
Smell?
I really like the smell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it smells. It's very aromatic. It's got, I'm getting like tropical notes and some citrus notes in there for sure.
Very nice. Yes, tropical notes, 100%.
All right.
Definitely smells juicy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
I think it's going to smell how it tastes, or taste how it smells, one or the other. But either way. It
smells good.
Let's let's give it a shot and dig in.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay.
Nice.
Not bad. Starts off bitter. Juicy, and it finishes bitter. You're getting a bitter aftertaste. Not getting much of the Sabro hops because I'm getting more of like with the Citra and the Mosaic hops. So more like a tropical citrus kind of flavor to it.
You do get that little bit of a hint of that coconut.
You got it?
But it's very...
It's just there?
You got to look for it, but it's there.
It's there, yeah.
Gotcha.
It's pretty bitter though. It's a very bitter finish, but it's nice for... Really? You didn't get any bitterness?
It's okay.
It's kind of sitting on my tongue right now.
This is different.
It definitely does linger there.
It's nice.
But not too bad at all. It's beer worth the ride. Well, if I rode my bike, I would ride my bike to that brewery. So, yeah, no, not bad at all. I'm enjoying it.
7.8, guys.
7.8. I'm going to go with an 8.
It's definitely a nice thirst quencher. 100%. 8.
8, yeah. Yeah, it's got like a dry finish too. So it's, but it's very, very nice. I like it.
Yeah. Yes, that's something I do appreciate about it. It is like you said, it's dry, so it just quenches that thirst.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I feel like almost doing exercise to drink more of this beer.
Yeah, he's going to have to run a couple of marathons just to burn off one beer, but yeah, yeah, it's okay. I mean, if you want to, have you run a marathon yet or no?
No. I've only gone upstairs. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, you are doing the CN Tower in Toronto, so.
Yes, yeah. 1,444 steps.
So, you know what? When you're done, you can have one of these beers.
I will. I'm going to have to bring it with me.
Oh, wow. But might not want to carry it all the way up.
It's 8 a.m., so the bar upstairs is closed at 8 a.m.
Oh, you're going in the morning? Oh, that sucks.
That sucks.
But you know what, though? You did it last year, too, right? So
Do you have to walk down, or can you take the elevator?
Oh, no, you're definitely taking the elevator down.
Gotcha.
I mean, once you get to the top, you almost want to puke.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's always fun.
But when I got up there, I was motivated because I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to grab myself a beer. I'm going to be excited.
And
and I get there, and just for that day, the bar was closed. I'm like, you're kidding me.
Lots of fun.
Well, at least now you know this year that the bar is closed. So
yeah, I'm going to have to bring my own beer.
Yeah, you have to put it in a cooler and give it to somebody and be like, hold this. I'll be back. Make sure they don't drink it. But yeah, this beer, fantastic. And let's move on to our snack for the evening, our first one anyways. This one comes to us from Australia yet again, because Australia has not failed us on snacks. So
not yet.
We're going to try to feature them as much as we can. And this one in particular is called Big Lolly. They are musk sticks. The packaging is pretty interesting. It's basically two shades of blue that are like just pinstripe. It says Big Lolly in kind of like a bubbly white letter. It's got
a cartoon mouth.
Yeah,
but it's clear, so you can actually see the product on the inside.
Exactly,
yeah. And his tongue
sticking out. It says musk sticks on it. Yeah, cartoon mouth. I was like, it's gonna say mouth. I'm like, yeah, cartoon mouth. That's a good way. That works. Packaging wise, it looks kind of cool. I'm not sure exactly what they taste like, and I've never had musk sticks before, so I don't even know what they are, to be honest. But
it looks like a fun house.
Yeah, it just looks like I'm wondering, just like a chewy candy of sorts. But
I hope so.
Yeah, it looks like it might be. But yeah, we can give this a shot. But label wise, pretty neat. I mean, at least you can see the product, you know what you're looking at. If you know what musk sticks are, then might be even better. They do look like they're just little sticks that are cut up.
Like chewable sticks, hopefully.
Yeah, they look like they're chewable sticks.
It's like,
huh?
It's like cut up pink Twizzlers.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Pretty close.
Exactly, good call. I'm going to give this an 8.5 for packaging.
I give it a 7.5.
You know what? For me, 7.5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it stands out.
It does. It's a big lolly, you know?
Yeah, you're a big lolly. You'll be a big lolly once you finish the CN Tower climb.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I gotta see if I can open this without destroying the bag. And I'm not getting any luck. Give me one sec, guys. I'm so sorry.
No, but I think this is like one of the first unique products we have from there. Because the others were Cadbury.
Yes,
Cadbury's everywhere. But this is...
its own brand.
It looks like it's definitely an Australian thing.
It's definitely... there we go. Definitely looks like it's an Australian thing for sure, but we'll see what it would taste like. Let me grab one. There you go.
All right, let's see.
Not getting a ton of flavor out of it. Getting a little bit. It's pretty sweet. Definitely really sweet. It's chewy. Almost got like a minty kind of taste. Like very faint.
Man, this is like an acquired taste type of product.
This shit is like... wow. Nothing bad, guys, but it's like musky on your tongue or something.
That's probably why they call it musk sticks.
Musk.
Yeah, it's not terrible at all. I thought it'd have more flavor to it.
Like different. This is different.
Definitely different.
It's a soft, chewy gum. Like gum-like.
Yeah, it has corn and tapioca. Those are the starches they use.
Okay.
Interesting.
So it kind of dissolves really quick as well.
Interesting. It's it could be white dissolves. I just thought I didn't find it had much flavor to it though.
Yeah, they remind me of those those kid cigarettes.
Yeah, kind of like that,
except thicker and it tastes soft. Like pink. It tastes.
Tastes like pink.
This is weird. I don't know. I'm totally off balance on this. Snack.
Yeah, I'm gonna give these guys a 7.5. I think. I mean, it's not that I can't eat them. I just
rather not.
I just thought that they would have more flavor. That's all. If it had a little bit more flavor to them, I think it would have been a little better. Maybe they have different flavors, and just this particular one is what it is, right? But it's not terrible.
Yeah, this is a 6.5. All right. On my end, this is not something I would eat again.
Okay,
it's I would say it's definitely an acquired taste. Maybe
you grew up in
Australia, and this is what you grew up on. You might like this, but for everybody else in the world, I'm kidding. No, but honestly, for me, it's a 6. It's edible. Texture is kind of melts in your mouth, but it doesn't melt in your hands. Look at that.
Oh, it's an M&M.
Doesn't melt in your hands.
Well, it's a candy. Yeah.
It's just really sweet. That's pretty much that's all I'm getting from it. So it's not like, that's why I'm like, it's not terrible. It's just there's really no flavor to it.
Actually, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
It has a soapy type of flavor.
Oh, like the gum?
Yeah, it has like a sweet soapy flavor.
Like those Thrills gums that taste like they actually advertise it tastes like soap. Yeah, it's kind of similar. You're still sticking with your 6?
Yeah, no, I'm still sticking with it. It's funny because I actually like that gum, even though it's
yeah, I know,
it
me
tastes
too.
Like soap.
Yeah, me too.
These are, I don't know, musky.
They're they're pretty good, but I would say,
oh
damn, that was backwards.
Yeah, you had it upside down. He had the paddle upside down, so Beerhouse Podcast was upside down.
That makes sense.
But I mean, you never know, somebody's watching, because we are on YouTube. If you're watching and you like reading things upside down, then we cater to you, apparently. Although I flipped it, so sorry. Yeah, not too bad, but the other snacks we had from them prior were better.
But, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's only one of them.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we have more lined up anyway.
We have quite a few lined up, so yeah, we'll see how it goes.
What we got up next, Danny?
This one is a Wee Heavy.
So we basically are not that heavy, okay?
Basically, it's a...
We're all moderate here.
It's a Scotch Ale. It's called Mr. Templeton's. So it should be kind of malty and like a caramelly kind of flavor to it.
Very nice.
And 7.5% alcohol. Again, same thing. This is Bicycle Craft Brewery. It's got the bike on it. It's a brown label with a white writing. And see what it says here. Dark and full body with flavors and aromas of biscuit and caramel with a slight sweetness. So
it looks like a very classy can.
Yeah, that's
again very simple, just like the last one.
Two-tone,
straight to the point. So
eight,
hands down.
Yeah, we get the last one 8. I'm giving this one 8.
Yeah, I'm still sticking to my 7.5.
Okay. Wait, did we give 7.5 or an 8 last time?
I gave 7.5.
Oh, that's for 7.5 across the board. Yeah, that's because I want to go with what I did before. 7.5. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay. 8.
8. Okay. Well, you're sticking with it. That's cool.
Yes.
But you know what? When was the last time we had a Scotch Ale, a proper one?
The last one would have been from, I think, Fogo Rig Brewery in Prince Edward County. No, Prince Edward County. I can't remember where they're from now. The name escapes me. I think it was Campbellville. Their Scotch Ale was actually very tasty.
All right. Yeah, no, honestly, I haven't seen a lot of companies make Scotch Ales. They're pretty rare.
Yeah.
This should be a treat.
Yes.
So let's see how it goes. I remember when I first got into drinking craft beer, like Scotch Ales were like you almost like one in every 2 breweries had them, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you don't get them as much.
So thank you, Bicycle, for taking that dare to,
make it.
But wait, first let me, I'm going to try it.
First got to try it, then we'll let you know whether it was worth it or not.
It's brown, basically, with a caramelly kind of frothy head on there, so it's kind of cool. So it looks like a Wee Heavy, essentially. Or like a brown ale.
That's how Wee Heavy looks.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
All right. Yeah, smells like one, too. Smelling a little bit of malt in there.
I really like that color.
Maybe some of that biscuit that they're talking about, I think I got a little whiff of.
The malt is there. It's nice dark brown.
Yeah. Almost, yeah. All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah, very, very good.
It definitely washed away that big lolly.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
You get the caramel, for sure. I get the maltiness. I get a little bit of sweetness like they were talking about. Let me take another sip. I'm going to see if I can taste biscuit, but I don't think I did.
It doesn't taste heavy at all. It tastes pretty light.
Yeah, for 7.5%, it's very smooth, but very tasty.
Yeah, I'm actually enjoying this.
Yeah, this is really good. This is really good. I'm enjoying this one as well.
Wow.
So, I'm not really getting the biscuit flavor, but yeah, this is a good wee heavy. It's really good. I'm going to give this an 8.5.
Yes, 8.5 is correct.
You know what?
That is the number.
I do actually agree with that, only because I haven't had one of these in a long time, and it's very rare because a lot of the times they're not that great.
No, sometimes they're okay.
I think that's why they stopped making them.
Maybe?
They didn't get it right.
Yeah.
But I remember Amsterdam Brewery in Toronto, I don't know if they still make it, but they used to make a wee heavy.
Okay.
And back when everything was in bottles, and it was actually pretty good. But, I mean, I mean, it's been like, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
Long time.
But I remember liking it. It may have tasted similar to this, but this one I find it's easy drinking. It is smooth, but it's got a lot of flavor to it as well.
Yes, this is quality made.
Mm-hmm.
This is really good.
I agree. It almost reminds me of that one from Quebec. There was a really good one Alfie brought us one day.
Did DCL, was it?
I think it was. I think maybe
he was big on that brewery, so I'm assuming it was DCL. Because remember, every time we would go to that brewery, and so it may have been that, I'm assuming.
But that one was more heavier. This one's smoother, and I like this because it's sometimes you don't want something too heavy. You just want something nice.
Yeah, and I mean, and for those people that never tried one before, this is a good one to try because of the fact it's not insanely bold. It's not going to knock you on your ass. Yep. It's not. It's super strong tasting. It's nice and smooth. You get the flavor you need out of it.
And they didn't overdo the cardamom or whatever spice. Sometimes they put too much spices in there. And this is actually good. This has the right amount of flavor. No extra spice.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Really good. Very tasty. 8.5. Definitely would drink this without question again. So far, Bicycle Brewery, you guys are awesome.
Yes. Hands down.
So, I mean, we got one more we're going to feature from them. We also have a few more, I think, that we picked up that we might feature in future episodes. But
sweet.
This one in particular, well done.
Yes.
Okay, our snack for the evening.
Ooh.
I'm excited for this.
We had to cut it up because it is a Snickers bar, but it's a white chocolate Snickers bar from the U.S. Just like Snickers, it is essentially... Instead of the brown background, you've got the white background. And then it's got the Snickers logo in blue, the italics, with the red border. It says white right underneath it. And it's got a little bit of brown in it as well. Shows a picture of the bar itself, and it's a share size because why get one?
It's two pieces.
You got to get two.
Exactly.
If you're going to get fat. I mean, come on.
Like you're going to share it.
I don't know what it is, but when I see something like this, when it's all white, it makes me want to buy it. It just looks cooler than the original for some reason. I don't know what it is.
It looks very retro. The packaging, it looks retro.
That contrast.
But the contrast. But everything stands out more, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's the contrast, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like...
And I just want to point out, because I know someone out there is going to be asking.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it does have the veins.
Oh yes.
Yes.
You might actually need to blur that out, Danny.
And did you?
So
is it an S and S and S as they said
on
the
video? You can put that over there if you want. What's that?
Does it have that S on it?
No, I don't see the S on there. No, it just looks like maybe. I can't tell actually now.
Anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe we'll check the next one.
I cut it up into three because it is one bar.
Let's see what this is all about. Here,
so let's take one there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Damn. Something I really like about this Snickers bar is you can see the peanuts and the caramel. Something I always appreciate about that. It's...
It's very similar to the milk chocolate one, but it's creamier. Rob is in love.
Mm. God damn, this is good.
Mm-hmm. we saw.
Guys, you already know what this is going to be, right? So this is like it's a friggin' Snickers.
Well, it's fantastic.
Simple as that, guys. Mm. What are you going to give it on the chart compared to all this other shit?
This ranks up there. I was going to say before we rank it, Rob and myself the other day watched a How It's Made video.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it ended up being Snickers, how they make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, it was more than awesome. It was awesome, yeah.
Watching it made us want to get Snickers.
Yeah, I was pretty much wanting to go with this guy to go pick it up and come back just for one damn Snickers.
Yep, and then you're like, no, you know what, forget it, don't worry about it. So that's why when we were deciding what snacks to pick mm-hmm. for today, I kind of had Snickers on the mind. So I was like, you know what, let's do it.
Gotcha.
Let's get it over with because thanks, Dan. Fulfill that.
Much appreciated.
Oh, this was amazing. I'm going to give this a 9.
9.5.
No, honestly, this is a ton to me. I mean, I'm speechless on how good it is.
It just, yeah.
I mean, for it's one, it's a Snickers, good. Except now it's white chocolate. So it's
correct.
Has that white creamy, you know?
Yeah, just
it's the creaminess.
It's a creaminess. Like, I mean, you don't get the taste of the. It's very similar in mm-hmm. taste.
Yes.
But it's way creamier. So good.
Wow. Yep. But it does taste identical to a Snickers, like a regular Snickers.
Yeah, you would except know. For like that. It's got the like the way they do the peanuts.
Everything like that. Yeah. Identical.
Yep. Really, really good.
And I mean, chewy. Chewiness.
If this was brought out here, this would be going head to head against their original.
I'm surprised they don't sell it here.
Holy shit. People would probably like rave about this and be doing like posts and kinds of shit.
We've had, like, I know we've had white chocolate Kit Kat here. We've had white chocolate Reese peanut butter cups.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it. I haven't seen
anything else really.
Yeah.
With the white.
So,
kind of. It's okay. But one at a time.
Exactly. We would get there, but like this is definitely fantastic.
I think this is one of the best ones we've had so far. Again, it's a Snickers. It's almost like a Cadbury chocolate, but I mean Snickers.
But I might like it more than the original though.
You know what? It's different. I think we have to buy the original.
Yeah, we have to. Before we have the next piece, we have to go buy the original.
We got
to
do a point test.
We have to do it hot. Yeah, side by side.
Okay, so after this, we'll go down. We'll pick one up.
Dan's going to go pick it up, and then we'll be here waiting for him, and then we'll have the piece before he gets here. And then when he brings the other chocolate, we're going to try it right away.
That's how it is, eh?
And we're going to finish those lollies.
Well, yeah.
Those musky lollies.
I don't know about those lollies.
Anyway, we'll finish that.
We'll finish them anyway.
We'll finish them anyway.
We're going to move on to our final beer. It is called Starling. It's an Imperial Stout. It's 8.8% alcohol. And this one has a bluish black label background with pink writing. Again, Bicycle Craft Brewery with the bicycles. That's their logo.
It's nice.
It's a Starling Imperial Stout underneath it. 8.8% alcohol in the back. It's pink with the black writing. Again, beer worth the ride. It says bold and complex flavors and aromas of roasted coffee, dark chocolate, and taffy with a warming and smooth finish.
Damn. I'm looking forward to it.
Damn.
They did a great job describing it, right? You're sold.
8.8, you said?
8.8, yeah.
8.8. Like, I mean, we know what we're getting ourselves into right after that damn chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be amazing.
This is perfect pairing. You know, that beautiful
chocolate. The white chocolate with a nice chocolatey stout. And
I almost like want to dip that chocolate into that beer.
Before I think.
Yeah.
Again, all the labels are the same, just different colors with different things. So I'm going again 7.5.
7.5.
8.5.
All right. 8.5?
Yes, Dan.
You keep going up by half.
Yeah, I'm just screwing up. I'm just screwing you like in the mind right there.
Totally.
Because you were thinking 8, right? Of course you were.
I was just trying to think of what I rated, and I rated 7.5, so I'm going with that.
Okay.
Okay, so this one, it is a typical looking stout. It's
because it's a stout, that's why it's a higher number. That's all.
It's a dark brownish black color. It's got like that caramelish. Yeah, there you go.
This is pretty much the same as the last one, but
this darker.
It's a little darker.
A little bit darker and more foams.
Oh, Dan, I got a lot of foam in that one.
Dan knows what he's doing. He's a pro, guys. Don't worry.
Gotta look at the foam.
You need to have that head to expel all the bad jujus.
It's less bloating when you drink it.
Nice. Let's do it.
Let's see if I can smell this. Okay. It smells very similar to the Wee Heavy. You can smell the malt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, maybe malt. A touch of coffee. That's pretty much all I got.
definitely smells stronger.
Yeah, it smells stronger for sure, though. But it smells very similar to the Wee Heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this.
Cheers.
Cheers. Rob's giving me that look.
I gave him that look because I just had a sip, and I wasn't supposed to sip it. I was supposed to smell it, and I sipped it. And I'm like, oh, shit. Wait a second. Nice.
Yeah, not bad at all. It's a standard, like, a in terms of, like, an Imperial Stout, it's what you would expect.
Yes.
We've had many Imperial Stouts in the past.
It's nice.
It's nice. I'm enjoying it.
The coffee is a little bit, you know, you can taste that a little bit in the background there. The kind of a...
Yeah, you get a little bit of the coffee, maybe a touch of the chocolate and the maltiness. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I get
some
of
the taffy as well, you know. It's just floating in there.
Well, it's got like that sweet bitter finish.
Yeah, that's the taffy.
So, but yeah, it's tasty. It's not. I mean, okay, it might be a little bit different than a standard Imperial Stout in this because of the way it finishes. Mm-hmm. But overall, still very tasty. I'm not sure if I like. I think I might like the Wee Heavy more though.
Different.
Different though.
They're just both different. That's the difference.
They are.
I mean, the other one has a different taste. This one has a totally different taste.
It's smooth as well. It doesn't taste like it's 8.8.
No, not at all.
I find the Wee Heavy more layered.
Yeah, it had more layer. Yeah,
like more taste. You drink it, you're like, okay, I taste this. And this one,
you could probably drink more of that than you can of this.
Yeah, like this one tastes good.
But
if it was a flavored one, like if it had vanilla or if it had something mm-hmm. with it, it might be a little bit different. But this is obviously just like a bare bones, but it's still very good. Again, I'm going to go with
13 and a half.
I'm going with an 8 on this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 8 is a good number.
8?
8.
Fernando?
8's a great number, but I'm going to do 7.5. No, because you know what? It's good. I like it.
I like your 8, but I'm going to give it a 7.5.
But yeah, you like the 7.5 more. It's okay. We're not going to judge you.
No, it's just in the end, it's...
We will judge you. Go ahead.
What you read sounded much better.
What you tasted.
Yeah. Based on the description, yeah.
Description you read to me, I'm like imagining this amazing beer. And I'm not saying it's bad. It's good. But... It just sounded better than it tastes, but otherwise it does taste pretty
good. It's a solid beer, in my opinion, regardless.
It's solid in the end of the day.
Good job, guys.
I would 100% drink this again. But that Scotch Ale is, I think, for me...
Yeah, I liked it more.
That made my day today.
Yeah, I did like that more. Okay, well, I mean, to be honest, they were all three of them were good beers. I'm gonna be excited to try the other ones. But
are you now?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure you're excited to eat that rest of that Snickers, that
too.
I'm pretty sure we're all excited for that. Not about the damn beer, Dan.
Yeah, sure.
And then the Jollies.
But speaking of the beer, you can order these online. So if you are in Ontario,
you can also subscribe.
Yes, you can order them. And yeah, if you like and subscribe.
Danny, where can they get this?
That is available in the States, so in good luck. States. If you're not in the States,
tariffs.
You'll have to order it probably somewhere online.
I think it's worth the tariffs.
Yeah, it is. There you go. No, it's no tariffs on that.
Yeah, because I'm American.
If I ordered a box of those from the States, there'd be no...
I don't think so. On that kind of... I don't know. Is it on, I don't know if it's on like candy bars. I have no idea. But anyways, to what I was trying to say here.
Yes, it is.
The beer you can order online... Bicycle Craft Brewery, you can Google them. They are in Ottawa, Ontario. If you are in the area and you haven't been there yet, you should be going because these beers are fantastic. If you're listening to us on YouTube, please remember to like and subscribe. Apple Music, Spotify, all the streaming platforms. Again, you can follow us. If you're already listening, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. And again, as I said this before, you know, we do look at, you know, areas that people are listening and... I just want to thank you all. Like honestly and truthfully, this has been fun, and I'm enjoying this. And we're gonna keep bringing you episodes on a weekly basis.
I'm pretty sure
as many different beers as we can.
We're all enjoying this, not just you, Danny.
No, just me.
Yeah, we all enjoy it. And I'm pretty sure, but the other guys that are usually down here as well.
It's true. Sorry.
Oh wait.
right here.
What's that? Fernando, you're not enjoying this?
No, because you answered for me. I'm like, I'm right here.
I do apologize. I said I'm enjoying this because I meant like the beer in my head. But anyways, regards to the fact, I'm a little bit crazy right now. But I just want to say thank you again and happy drinking. We will catch you on our next episode with more beer.
Stay frosty, people.
Yes. Buy this.
Okay, apparently he just likes a Snickers. You guys got to buy it.
He was pointing to the Snickers, yeah. So the Snickers is the shit.
Buy the Snickers.
Yeah, just buy the Snickers, apparently.
That's it.
Good job, Fernando.
And subscribe.
And subscribe.
Take care, guys.
All right, guys. See ya.